This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
If you would like an ad-free version of this episode and many episodes to come, head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/frames per second and become a patron, where you can receive an ad-free version every week, as well as exclusive content and additional conversation in these episodes.
The Frames Per Second Podcast. Thank you guys for listening to a new episode of the Frames Per Second Podcast. I'm not Jalen. Jalen is out this week. So if you guys were looking for him to guide us through this episode, that is not going to happen. You back with me for this week.
The comic book extraordinaire, though.
But he kept up far longer than I did. And he knew some story arcs that I weren't familiar with. But anyway. We're here. My name is Kenneth Bienz. Joining me, I got Rod, I got Spike, and I got Mike with me. So let's get into it. Overall, for episode 6, Life, Death, Part 2, how did you guys feel about this one? They once again told this in sort of this dual storylines. Very similar to how they did Life, Death, Part 1. How'd you like it?
I liked it. I knew I had questions coming in here, though. After seeing Professor X in the beginning, I didn't know what was going on or what the multi-universe thing was doing. But as far as that storyline and the Storm storyline, it hit home. I think that they're on a good streak of... Yeah. Continuously good episodes.
So it worked. Did it work for you this episode?
This is the first time where I felt like I needed to watch the original again. Not even the comic books. I don't even go that far. I could usually kind of catch up without the comic books, but this made me feel like, damn, man, am I missing something from the original X-Men series? But I enjoyed it, though. You know, I feel like I'll eventually catch up. And I feel like I caught up once it was over. But... Nah, this one definitely had me with more questions, but I still love the way they're executing this. They're doing a really good job with this series.
What about you, Mike?
It's the first one I didn't like. I thought this episode was hella boring. I fell asleep on it twice. And then I had to the next day wake up and watch the entire thing, start to finish. But this was some big slippage for me.
That was the one part that I had a bit of an issue with. But we'll get to that. Very familiar faces, at least for Mike and I. I'm sure you guys know Ronan as well. And if you watched the X-Men, I guess the original, they were in there, the Shi'ar.
The Kree. And see, I was like, damn, I didn't realize it crossed over like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, yeah.
Marvels and all that, but I was like, damn. Okay.
Yeah, you know, Professor has had a boo, you know, in space, and that was his first love thing. Yeah, this. Yeah. So probably what you were talking about, Rod, was when they went and got him and took him off to space, and a lot of people, you know, we were like, "Oh, Professor X is dead." Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is definitely follows the comic book. But it kind of caught me off guard. I liked this episode, but it did caught me a little bit off guard with them opening with this.
Why do they think he's dead if he's there? Like, did he fake his death or something?
I can't remember.
So that's what I was trying to think. Yeah. So like, that's why I wanted to go back and watch the original, because I know the original ended when I thought that he was dead, right? So yep. I'm like, when did this happen?
He, in the comics, he always left and went up to the Shi'ar Empire and the Landra and all that. I was a bit confused by this too, because I don't know if the X-Men know that he's still alive, because they don't seem like
that. I don't think they know he's alive.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But then he says, "Oh, I haven't checked on him." And it's like,
But that's him checking on them.
I know. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm with you. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm confused.
But I don't remember the original story. I don't remember if they knew in the original story that he had just left. So
they're making it seem like
Know. Well, I'm on Den of Geek. They say,
oh, I can't stand that guy.
Anyone who watched X-Men TAS, I guess the original, I don't know what that means. But the OG knows about Xavier's backstory. However, that series ended with Xavier's near death. His only hope of salvation came from technology available only from the Shi'ar. And the original one ended with Xavier joining the Shi'ar, leaving the school in the hands of Magneto. Maybe, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know if he's talking about the animated or the comic book.
The animated series, TAS.
Ah, okay. Okay. I was, so yeah. I guess that was in the original series, in the animated.
I just can't remember if the X-Men saw him leave or knew that he left.
Neither can I.
That's the part I don't remember.
It doesn't seem like it.
It doesn't seem like it.
Seems like they thought he died.
Yeah, that's what it seems.
That was the message
if that's the case, then he's a real asshole for this.
But that's what he's saying. He himself is saying the same thing. Yeah, like he's like, I feel like I abandoned him. Wrong.
You did.
Or whatever. But then the princess or queen or whatever, she was just like, well, you know, that's the only way that they can truly grow is you got to let them go, which is like kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to eventually, like, let them kind of spread their wings.
That's cold, bro. To let them think that I'm dead?
Yeah. How'd you guys like the opening scene with this whole, the battle, the fight with the Imperial Guard and all that? With Gladiator and then versus Ronan and the Kree.
I did like seeing Ronan like not back down in a situation like that. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know. So I feel like they kind of downplayed him in the MCU a little bit. But I liked him here though. And they said this is his original look, right? This is how he's supposed to look
in the comics.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. What about you, Spike?
It worked. I liked it too. I liked the battle, all the little slick dialogue and stuff going back and forth. Mm-hmm. But yes, this definitely hit.
What do you think about Gladiator? Were you familiar with any of the characters?
Not at all.
Okay.
I liked him. he was, as Rod was saying, just how they were going back and forth and how they were, I know you weren't talking about Gladiator, but just how they handled themselves in that battle and they weren't backing down and just, you know, standing up for what they wanted to. I liked it.
Yeah, I think they did a good job of portraying him as, like, you know, as the comparison we have, of course, Superman, like, because he is like that. Like, he was unfazed by the bullets and everything shooting, and they just bouncing on him. He just standing there. So I thought it was dope as well.
Where is the context for these characters at? In the comics only? Or were they on the other show?
I can't remember. They were in the.
Shi'ar were in the original show.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, it's five.
That's what I'm
seasons.
Saying. This one made me want to go back because it was so many different characters.
Of course they would have to be on there. Yeah,
it's five seasons and 20 episodes a season.
Did they do the Brood on the animated series? Jeez.
I don't remember if they did the Brood, but they definitely had an episode with what's the laundry sister's name?
Deathbird. Yeah,
she was in the original show, so they were there.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't remember how much they gave to them because I haven't watched it since the 90s.
But yeah, the X-Men, and of course, since that's Xavier's boo thing, they play a role. But as you see, they had a really big role in Xavier and also, of course, the Phoenix as well. And the Imperial Guard, they are no joke. They beat the X-Men ass, bro.
Mm.
In the comics. Like, they mopped the floor.
Well, I'll take it that it's always the people that are intergalactic are usually more powerful than people that are on Earth or whatever. That's what I've gathered. Like Thanos, like Thanos was like, what the fuck? You're Iron Man? You're like a what? Shit, even with Thor, he had issues with. I mean, Thor had issues with him, and so it's like,
no, he beat Thor's ass.
My understanding is that people in the galaxy is far more powerful than most of the regular X-Men.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite fights to read. You know, it's part of the Dark Phoenix saga. But yeah, when it was, it's always fun watching that, reading that one. But yeah, so they going back and forth. Deathbird about to kill Ronan, and here comes Lilandra. You know, announcing that she's about to get married to Charles Xavier. And everybody is shocked.
He came out like a bad bitch, didn't he? He had that slow walk.
Check out my boo.
He was happy he got Liz, bro.
I know.
Yeah, they straightened him up right.
Did y'all know it was Xavier?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's the same costume that he had in the comics.
I had no clue.
Yep.
I was like, what is this? What is happening?
Until he started talking, yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, is this a clone? I didn't know what was going on.
I don't know if I liked the voice, though.
I didn't like any of that shit.
Yeah, the voice for Xavier felt a little weird. Hmm.
They said a guy's famous for doing a lot of different voices, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know this, but I did see it that, and if Jalen was here, he probably would bring it up. But apparently Cyclops had a brother in there, Vulcan.
He has a second brother. That's his second brother.
Yeah, I was out of there when they started doing the second brother. I only know Havoc.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I only know Havoc, bro. This was news to me.
Yeah, it's a half-brother technically because it's his dad, Corsair, was fucking around. And that's his other brother.
Same sort of powers?
They all shoot shit. Mm. But I think Cyclops out of his eyes, Havoc out of his hands. And you've seen Havoc. He was in First Class.
They just
did him all stupid for some reason. Had him shoot him out of his chest. Mm, and then this guy, I believe he can just shoot him out of his hands if I remember correctly. Mm. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Yeah, he was doing. Yeah, so. So anyway, so, you know, the Shi'ar, they don't really like mutants because of Dark Phoenix, of course.
I don't know, of course. What do you mean, of course? What did she do?
She threatened the entire galaxy.
Oh, she did.
She was eating planets and shit like that, bro.
She was eating what? This planets? Comics.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was a bad motherfucker.
Jesus. Yeah, Christ. Yeah, not ruthless.
Like who was it?
Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, Jean Grey. Right? Yeah, Jean Grey killed a lot of people.
But isn't the Dark Phoenix like an entity that's attached to her or something like that?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So.
Because they did her in one of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very poorly.
Yeah.
I kind of got the gist that she was super powerful, though.
They just didn't show how she was a threat to like the galaxy. It was just like, she's
threat on Earth.
She just seemed like a super powerful mutant.
In the comics, she was like I will fuck everybody up.
Damn. So you know, Xavier, as y'all talked about, he misses the X-Men. He told Lilandra we should go kick it, you know, on Earth for a little bit. You know, y'all already talked about the exoskeleton suit, the armor that he has that allows him to walk. They had a conversation about families. And Lilandra's brother, and this is all stuff that, she mentioned her brother tried to conquer the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And she compared families to black holes. Mm. And she described them as ever spiraling vacuums of drama. Dang. What did you guys think about that? Like, do you guys agree with that sentiment? Or have seen families that echo that sentiment?
Well, I didn't agree with it until we seen her sister. And how her sister, her sister fucked up her wedding. So I seen where she was coming from when she said that. Like, I thought initially she must have a fucked up family. And it got proved right.
What about her telling Xavier, like, you've earned a life of your own. Like, it's time to let that shit go. Like, you're with me now. Why are you so concerned about them in the on Earth?
You thought that was fucked up, Mike?
I thought the way she said it was fucked up. Because she said the virtue of being a teacher, what did she say? Something like, is to teach your students how to walk on their own.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier.
I did too.
That's
I thought that was fucked up, bro.
That's like a J. Cole stray. Like,
it was.
Professor X should have fucking mind done something to her. Because she said that shit on purpose. Why would you choose those words?
I'm with Mike. When I heard that, I was like, oh, she reminded him, if you leave,
you can't walk. You can't bitch. Even walk.
Yep. I'll
take your legs.
I'm taking this exoskeleton, bro.
This walking shit you're doing?
Yeah. That's a wrap.
Not on Earth.
Yeah. This shit, mine.
On Earth, you going back to that chair.
Mm-hmm.
That was not very cool, man.
Yeah, that was fucked up. So you know, we jump to Aurora and Forge.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't that much of a fan of this. I think they didn't do a good job of really capturing the comic book story arc. It felt really rushed with Aurora facing the adversary and then and Forge coming out of nowhere, defeating the adversary.
How much longer would you want this to go on, though?
It's not that. It's just how they told it, you know, because they left out them really, you're really seeing the relationships that they had come together and stuff like that, which I understand, like, you got to get in and get out. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it felt really, really quick for me. Hmm. And trying to split time between these two storylines to get Xavier back on Earth. Because it's very dialogue heavy, I don't know if it would have worked well for the audience who wanted to just see people just shoot stuff out of their eyes and cut people up. Mm-hmm. So I understood it. It's just for having knowledge of the original, you know, story arc, it's just, I don't know, it didn't work.
Yeah, for me, since I don't have the original story arc, it was fine. I haven't had an issue with them kind of rushing through things like the, I forgot her name. What's the other Jean Grey name?
Madeline Pryde.
Madeline Pryde, that they rushed through that. But I was fine with it, though.
You know, but they told that one fine, though.
But that was rushed, too, though. I feel like that was rushed. I don't know the original story, but I'm sure that was rushed.
It was. But okay, it was told better.
Yeah.
I think this story was fucking, I did not like it at all.
When y'all say it's not being told correctly or framed right, what do y'all mean?
Well, I mean, I don't know if y'all probably don't want the details, but it's a long story. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like even if I didn't have context of how this was supposed to go, mm-hmm. I think I would have still felt like this was rushed. Because it was like, my issue with this is, what was the big deal with her losing her powers then? If y'all gave them back to her two episodes later. In the comics, it was years that she went without powers. She was running the X-Men with no powers. Mm-hmm. But she was just such a fucking dope leader. She still beat Cyclops' ass with his powers.
Yeah. Really?
How with his powers?
Because she's a bad motherfucker. Yeah. All she had to do was snatch his fucking visor off. And then he can't do shit.
Control it.
He can't control it, can't see.
Oh, you're saying she was able to beat him even though he has powers.
That's yes. What you're saying. Okay, yeah.
I thought you said with his powers. I'm like, how did he transfer some
shit? He still had his powers. She had none.
Got you.
Damn, I was bothered by this because there was like a whole other fucking story that they just chopped out. It didn't make me mad or anything. I wasn't like, this show sucks. It was just like, well, damn, y'all just took the powers away. So there was no consequence, really. There's no stakes.
I feel like between the first part and this part, and shit, actually the episode before that, I got enough of her feeling sad without her powers. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't need much more of that. I mean, I'm sure they could have told a much more compelling story if they would have stretched it out. But with so much other shit going on, I don't feel like I need it. I feel like I get it. You know,
see, I'm with you, but it's just like, even how she got him back didn't make any sense to me. So the weapon that they shot her with didn't really do shit because all you had to do was think real hard. They came back. And as far as I remember, I don't remember any storyline where Storm could just create clothes.
See, I assumed that it worked and she just didn't have the confidence in herself to get back into the realm of Storm.
I think it was kind of like that in the books to a certain degree.
No, Forge, they went to a whole other dimension. Forge created a weapon that gave her the powers back. Right, that was really it.
But I don't think it worked right away.
Yeah, I don't think it.
Something had to trigger it.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
For it to manifest.
I think the weapon still works.
I feel like.
But it wasn't like what you're, I'm with you. Okay. It wasn't the way they did it in this book.
Not having context, I agree with Rod. I took it as what he did work. It just took time for it to build up, for it to work. Yeah. She had to get that confidence back from it.
He didn't do it in this.
He did something when they first got there.
And it didn't work, you remember?
It didn't work. It didn't give her her powers back.
Right.
And as soon as I seen it kick in on this one, my thought goes back to, again, not having the context that you guys have, was, oh, okay, whatever he did must have worked, but it just took
her time to kick in
and really get back where she was before that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, in the books, he did try, if I remember correctly, he did try something and it didn't work. And then when they went off to this other dimension, he tried something again with a different weapon and it worked. This one, I was just like, so he tried it, it didn't work. And then you had to just think real hard. And all of a sudden, your powers came back and you created a whole new outfit out of Out of what?
It's a cartoon.
It is a cartoon. That's fine. But if we're gonna use that, then we need to use it across everything. It's a cartoon. So anytime some shit doesn't make sense, we'll just say it's a cartoon. But if we're going by these are the X-Men and this is their powers, they're adding shit that doesn't really make any sense.
So you're cool with the hair growing back. You're not cool with the outfit.
Even the hair, none of it made any sense. And the thing, again, I wasn't mad. I wasn't like, this show sucks. This is stupid. Mm-hmm. I was just like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Since when could she do that? Since when could she grow her hair real fast and create clothing? If this was Jean Grey, fine. So then I started thinking, did I miss something? And maybe this was some kind of nightmare that the adversary put her in. Mm. And the whole time she did have all the powers. I just don't understand this part. That's all. I'm not shitting on the episode because of it. I just don't understand what happened here.
Yeah, it was so I'm glad that it worked for you guys. Because that means that they did their job, mm-hmm. And move you guys along with the story and get into taking it away, giving it back, and showing.
They're trying to appease y'all more than us. Like, they're definitely doing their job.
See, I didn't feel like that though. I felt like it was some shit that I felt like I needed to know more, like what your guys know, in order to follow along better.
Not really, because they did stretch it out long. Over a period of time, but I think I'm with Mike. Like the adversary pops up and really tries to have Storm renounce the X-Men and stuff like that, and kind of messing with her. She's claustrophobic. We put her in the cabin, right. Whatever, for save her life. And then later on, they try to go get this cactus or something. Again, she's has to deal with like one of the things that threatens her, or that she has issues dealing with, was climbing through this small. Crap area to get this cactus, and she went through that shit like it was nothing. Like anytime she goes in an enclosed space, Storm freaks the fuck out.
She looked like she did a little bit.
Not in the second time.
Yeah,
the second he just flashed a light. She was like, "Oh shit!" Next thing we know, we see her climbing up the wall like Spider-Man, and then here comes the adversary. So we never see her really deal with that. Maybe they wanted us to kind of infer that she had to overcome that. But and then here comes the adversary, and then she has that corny ass line about thunder and lightning. And then
if they are the thunder.
I am the lightning.
I'm like, bro, that's about as bad as what's her girl in the movie?
What happens to frogs when they're hit by lightning? The same thing happens to everything else. Fucking wrote that? Jesus.
But it worked for a lot of people. I've seen the response about her getting the powers back. It worked for a lot of people. And for the most part, it worked here. It's just,
you look cool.
Yeah. It's just like, I couldn't turn it off. I'm like, I'm with Mike. I'm like, how the hell did she get a new costume? That's the OG costume. Mm-hmm. Where the hell did she get that from? And her hair. She got a new, what they call them, Rob, bundles.
She got a whole new number three.
That I'm not really. I mean, she's the goddess of. I don't know.
She's a goddess.
Juices and berries. She was just like, whoosh.
I've never known her to be able to create clothes. So I just don't understand why they. My thing is this. I don't understand why they tried to adapt this story. The story was popular, but only because the story was so different than anything else the X-Men have done, because it was so dialogue heavy and there was not a lot of action. So when they first started this, I was like, well, that's weird. But I'm really interested to see how they do it. And instead of them doing it, they just fucking half-assed it, in my opinion. They just cut. There's like a whole other shit with aliens showing up to his place. Rogue has to come say. There was like all this stuff, and they just chopped it all out. So I don't even understand why they even put this in there at all.
Yeah. But I think the popularity of the story grew over the years. Because I remember reading
when it first came out, people were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, I was the same way. Because I think the first one was Storm and Forge. At the at one of Forge's buildings, and they're sprinkler systems on, and they running around in there. There's invisible floors and
just
shit like that.
Talking,
yeah, the whole
it's like, bro, just talking,
they just going, bro.
What the hell?
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot, but it was like, all right, I guess I gotta wait a month.
Right.
What I didn't understand, the thing that confused now. I know y'all were confused about the other stuff, but the thing that confused me was how the adversary get back into this dimension when Forge banished him into another one. I didn't understand that part. Like, he was just hidden in the darkness now? Like, I didn't understand that. Or does he just come back or she manifests him because of the fear?
It's a cartoon.
I think that was it. I think maybe it was the fear.
Yeah, because he thrives on fear.
That's what it was. Adversary. So that's how he comes out.
I guess. But I didn't know Forge was a... I haven't read the comics in so long. I didn't know Forge was a magician. Is he a magician in the books?
Yeah. Well, okay. Not a magician, but he does have the native...
Doctor Strange shit.
I didn't know that. So, yeah. That because that was actually pretty dope. That,
and I was going to mention that next, the Doctor Strange shit.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, he said he got his magic knowledge from his mother. Mom in the desert. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know much about Forge. I just thought he was a really guy that can create shit, that can make stuff.
But the other one, so that's that. That's life, death, too.
Oh, real quick, sorry. The other reason I think this was rushed is, like, we didn't get the I love you shit. That's where I will agree with you. It's just a cartoon. Mm-hmm. But it was like, y'all seem like y'all were chilling for like a week. Mm-hmm. And the whole, like, thank you, my love type shit. I was like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Like I said, in the comics, that was a long arc. But they just fell in love after like an episode and a half. We've
been chilling for a week.
So I think that's what we said in the first time it was introduced. Like, it's to be assumed that they've been there for a minute. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know.
But I think they said in this episode how long, didn't they?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but I thought they did. Yeah, we don't know. And that is a bit confusing. Like, how long were they actually here? Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, and we have to kind of add on because, you know, we have the Genosha thing. I mean,
right.
You know, all that stuff took time. So, you know, they must have been chilling for months, but they don't give us any type of clues.
Yeah. OK.
You know, so really the other story here was just everything that's taking place with the Shi'ar and Xavier.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
So Deathbird runs in and was like, basically, if you really love my sister, you gotta
erase your memory.
Erase everything. And that was kind of messed up, wasn't it?
What was? For her, that ultimatum?
That she had of him?
Yeah.
I mean, not really.
If he planned on being there and went there, I get where she was coming from. Mm-hmm. Not trusting mutants or the X-Men or him. Just being like, well, if you're going to be here with my sister and y'all getting married for life, then why do you even need to have those memories? Mm-hmm.
So she was right.
Yeah, it made sense.
On her side. So you come from the ghetto. I don't know what you're
right.
I don't know what you're trying to do over here with us rich folks.
Family trauma out here.
Yeah, fuck that. What's your ghetto ass?
And apparently, Lalandra agreed because she was basically telling, you got to, it's either them or me, bro. What you going to do?
She should have known he wasn't going to go for that.
He did, though.
He didn't. He remember when she first said something, he kind of stalled for a minute. Mm-hmm.
And that's what
Deathbird got mad about. She was like, wait, why are you pausing, though?
Right.
And why are you like, pausing, though?
Hey, come here.
Yeah, y'all see this shit? This motherfucker full of shit.
Right. Told y'all
motherfuckers about these ghetto ass motherfuckers.
Told y'all niggas.
Shit.
She did sound black, though.
She did.
Yeah, she went with the bullshit, even if it was for her own motives, But yeah, and it was definitely working. But Charles came around. He was like, you know what, you're right.
Real quick, y'all familiar with her, the Deathbird chick?
Vaguely though.
Yeah.
He might know more. I don't remember. I never liked this storyline in the books because the way Nay feels about Cyclops, that's how I feel about Professor X.
Oh, really?
He's annoying and he's boring. Mm. And I don't. When they center stories around him, I'm like, I'm checked out. You just can. Read minds and shit. Like, I don't want to read about this.
He definitely can be. I've always felt like I do like him, but they've never really done much to show how really badass he is.
I feel like they did in First Class, I think it was. Mm. Was it First Class? I feel like I got more of Professor X when he was walking.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, in the live actions, you know, they've done those moments and I think, you know, for the show that, like, he's leading these people for a reason. Like, he's one of the top mutants, you know, at one point top five, top two, you know, mutant out there. And it was him and Magneto. Like, they were, you know, the top dogs. But, you know, we see him when he's crippled and old. We never, like, there's very few moments in the books where you got a chance to see him unleash.
Him do his thing. Yeah,
that's true. So, but, you know, he came through and he was like, yeah, you know what? I'm good. I like walking. you know, I'm going to stay here. You know, so, so they're going through the whole exercise. And so far, so good. Mm-hmm. And then they get to this moment where, you know, it was one thing he couldn't let go. And
which is the main thing.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was.
Yeah, I think it was the X-Men. Yeah, it was the X-Men. He had to get rid of the X-Men at that point. And that was the issue. So they're doing this little thing and making Lilandra do it. And of course, you know, Deathbird is mixing blood. They didn't want to do that shit.
Racist.
And that, you know, they even said he wasn't even pure.
Racist.
Which was fucked up. Pure Terran. And less humans in their eyes. And, but yeah, so anyway, so they're going through the whole ordeal, and Lord Araki asked him a question, and Charles took Umbridge to him. And this is the part, Mike, where I fell out when he brought them motherfuckers to the astral plane.
I was like, if y'all don't turn this shit off.
Oh, y'all didn't like that?
No.
I hated
it. It was so corny, bro.
But it's...
Classes in session.
God, yeah,
she said, I know how to do this.
I'm gonna
take y'all. Yeah, my
first
turn.
Of all,
I feel like that was a throwback to the old one, right? Like,
if you're trying to get it, they, first of all, they don't want you part of their family, and they want you to erase your memory, and you get to a point where it's a question mark. You're showing that you're not as loyal as you think. And the one thing you do is to bring them into your world and basically try to coerce them into doing this by scolding them.
It wasn't like a scold. It was more so like a enlightening. Like, y'all don't realize what y'all are doing. Y'all are colonizers. And I like they use this opportunity to message. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that. They use this as an opportunity for a message. Like, yo, you motherfuckers think you're better than anyone, and you try to make people like you. If you're like me, you'll be good. And that's you know, we experienced that here. Like, so I like that they added this opportunity to explain that in the show. That's what I like about the show.
Yeah, I mean, the whole coexistence is messy, and basically saying that your guys are basically like white folks. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys basically run around bringing all these people in. And much like Charles... You do to people what you're trying to do to Charles.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're in or you're out.
Be more like us.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be like us in order to live great.
I just don't know. It didn't. And I think my thing was, it's the astral plane and having them in class and stuff like that.
It was just corny.
Yeah.
Where else was the astral plane used?
I think that's where he felt most comfortable.
I don't remember where else it was used.
And he was really trying to. I think that's where he felt most comfortable in. Where he could relay his power to them the most and kind of get them on his side. That's what I took from it. It didn't matter.
This shit was so hokey.
How else does he get out of it, though?
I mean, I'm fine with him using his psychic powers to teach them a lesson. I just didn't need it to be so on the nose that I'm going to make this shit a fucking classroom. And y'all got to sit down, and I'm walking around in my little suit.
But that's the cartoon element.
All right, I just want to put on notice that Rod keeps saying this. So in two or three episodes, when some real stupid shit happens, and I say, it's just a cartoon, he argues, we go rewind back to this moment. I'm gonna be like, it's just a cartoon.
I'm not just trying to do the, like, what am I trying to say?
That it's just a cartoon.
I'm not trying to say it in that way. All I'm saying is that it still is a cartoon.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so it pulls it, for me, it pulled at the heartstrings seeing Professor X in this new series that way, as a teacher with the green suit on.
Yeah, and I mean, what they were trying to do is get to what they got to, was him realizing that, you know, his students are dead, and using the classroom as, I guess, a means to make that connection for some odd reason, not like he couldn't feel it any other way. Why did it take a classroom for that to trigger?
I think it took him going to the astral plane for him to feel it.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
And I think the astral plane, if I'm not mistaken, I think that was what was in Black Panther, right?
I feel like that was in one of the movies. Yeah, I can't remember which
Right. It was in one of the movies. I just can't remember which one, but I think it was Black Panther.
Is that?
Because I think that's where he goes and talks to the big father and stuff. I think.
I think that is the astral plane. I can't remember, but I know I've heard it before.
Yeah, definitely.
I've heard it before, and I was like, oh yeah, that's cool. That's a good tie. Another MCU tie. But then I also like when he said demerit or whatever. I remember that from the original ones, right?
No, yeah.
So I thought that was cool. And then I remember Cyclops was talking about that was one of his memories of Professor X. I like how they tied that back. I don't know. I thought
the tie was cool. When he said demerit, I was like, oh my God, if we don't get out of here quick.
But that's the show.
I didn't like it.
It's understood, but it's just like, it's like, the idea and the execution, it's like the choice to get him to that. Yeah, it's the choices they made here.
I feel y'all, because I was like that about the Motendo. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I could have easily said, oh, it's just, that's a cartoon or whatever, but I still was annoyed by it. Yeah, it was still hokey, so I get it.
So
it's one of those things where it's like, we understand it. It makes sense. It's just, I don't really want to see it.
I got you. That makes sense.
But anyway, so he found out Gambit's dead, and you see all these skeletons pop up, and he was like, yo.
Even his flesh goes away. Like, I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was like, yeah, I got to go back.
All right, go ahead. You ain't going to be walking back. That's for sure. You're going to be rolling.
She going to keep the suit.
She going to keep that suit.
I would keep the suit.
I would too. Like, you about to dump me on my altar? Bitch, give me my legs.
I would definitely keep the suit.
Yeah, she gonna keep the suit.
I have a bad feeling that they're gonna bring Gambit back.
You saw they took him out of the intro. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they took him and Magneto out the intro. Yep. But I guarantee Magneto's alive. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
But if they bring back Gambit, that's gonna be really whack.
Yeah.
We need some kind of stakes here.
They always bring him back, but I'm with you. I don't know how they would go about doing it.
If you're gonna bring him back, give us at least another season and a half before you do it.
He would have to be a clone. Because I don't know how they could bring him back. How can you explain that to make it make sense? Normally, what sometimes ways around it, clones, they go back in time and somebody gets stuck,
right?
You know, back and they, you know, like, oh, well, you're not the Gambit I used to know. And, you know,
they're just going
to
say something stupid like, oh, all he was only seemed dead because he exerted so much power when he touched the little thing. But after he recharged, he came back to life. I think they're gonna say something.
Yeah, they could do that.
Him dead, man. Let that episode sit on its own as a very touching, heartfelt death.
Mm-hmm.
But you bring him back in an episode, that episode means nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we close out with a reveal. You got Bolivar Trask running, and he revealed that it was his DNA that unlocked Master Mold. And then he asked to be killed for his part in the Genosian genocide. So apparently, I guess he feels bad for it. And then you hear a voice. Did you guys think it was who it ended up being?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I didn't know who I thought it was. But
Yeah, Mr. Sinister has pop up again.
Have y'all determined if he is, in fact, one of the main villains in the comics?
He in the comments, he is. Are you talking about what Jalen asked about his placement, top five? I think I eventually came around and agreed with him.
They're making it seem like it.
Yeah, they're making it seem like he's a big deal.
Yeah, he's always, he's annoying like this. Mm-hmm. He's always behind the scenes just doing some shit. It'd be all kind of random shit be happening. He'd be like, what the hell's going on?
So it's kind of like in Batman, what's his name? He don't have powers, he's just smart as shit.
Lex Luger.
Well,
that's Superman. Is that who you're thinking of, though?
I'm talking about Superman. Yes. Okay. Yes. He's like him.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Well, Sinister has powers, I thought.
Yeah, he has powers.
Yeah,
he has powers. He
fights every once in a while, but he's really just behind the scenes manipulating everything.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely has powers. Look at the way he looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what his powers are, though.
I think he can... I want to make sure I'm not getting him confused with Apocalypse, because I know Apocalypse can shape shift and shit like that. And he was a nemesis for them for a while. But Mr. Sinister also has that ability too, but to contort and mold his body. Like, people can shoot him and it'll go right through him. Like, it won't hurt him. But yeah, he has powers. He fights. But for the most part, he's a puppet master. So
that's why I say he seems like Lex Luger. Luther.
That's Luther.
Luther, yeah, to me, kind of dude.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see what his motivations for this is, because this doesn't seem like something he would do. Mm-hmm. To just kill a bunch of mutants off.
Right.
It seems like he wants control.
He usually kidnaps people and like experiments on them, and like he did with Jean Grey and whatever, and makes clones and stuff. So I'm really curious to see what his reasoning is for attacking Genosha and killing all those people. Because that's what I wonder if they're going to make fucking a Gambit clone later on or something stupid.
Mm. That's what. Yep.
That's how they're going to bring him back.
Probably, because if Mr. Sinister is still involved and he makes clones, then he'll probably just
that's clone how gonna him, bring him back.
You know?
Mm. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's the way it could be done.
Yep.
I'll be down. Yep.
Crack the code.
Yep.
I hope not. I really hope not. Let him be dead, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could still be a moment. Even if he comes back.
They need to start, like, because, like, I'm glad that, like, Tony Stark has not come back. Like, when they, and Black Widow hasn't come back, let these be moments. Like, they died, it's over, let's move on. But if you just wait an episode or two, that's going to give us the impression that anytime anybody dies, they'll just come back.
But I thought that was the understanding of this world.
What?
Just people always have a way to come back. Ken's been saying it for the longest.
Well, that's how it worked in the comics, mm-hmm. but it was fucking annoying even in the comics. That's probably partly why I stopped.
Yeah.
Because it was like, anytime somebody dies, all you got to do is wait maybe a year and they'll pop back up.
Yeah, it is annoying.
It's super annoying.
Yeah.
But the movies themselves that I can think of haven't really done that. Like, if they kill somebody off, it seems like so far they've stayed dead, right? Except Loki has.
And not Black Widow, the other one, yeah, Black Widow. She hasn't come back, right?
Mm-mm. She hasn't come back. Yeah, I named her. Black Widow hasn't come back. Tony Stark hasn't come back. If they come back, then I think this is going to get kind of stupid. But whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to still watch.
Right.
Yeah. And I think the Children of the Atom was a storyline in the comics.
It was, but I don't remember what it was, though. But yeah, Children of the Atom was always a thing.
Mm.
Yeah, and so.
And that was in First Class, too. I watched First Class on the plane the other day because I remember everybody talking about how great it was. And I was like, I don't remember it being all that.
Yeah, First Class was
and like, I went back and watched it. And I was like, yeah, it's still not all that.
Really?
I liked it. It's fine.
I liked First Class.
It's not bad.
You didn't like any other movies, though, right?
Say again?
You didn't like any other X-Men movies, right?
I think they're fine. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're trash the way some people do. They're fine. But I don't watch them and be like, oh, my God, that was incredible. First Class is fine.
I think they did it. I think they did what they did for the time.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think people are now are giving it a hard time, but I think when it came out, I was perfectly fine with seeing X-Men movies.
Yeah, I think even I think when the shit came out, people were like,
the only one I didn't like is the apocalypse one.
The last one.
That shit was horrible. Oh my God.
Was that the Dark Phoenix one?
Nah, Dark Phoenix was a separate one. Yeah. Separate one. The apocalypse was when he was like in Egypt and shit. Bro, that shit was so bad.
I don't even remember.
I think I did like that one though.
Really?
I think we did talk about it. So I did bad. Like it. I think I was the only one.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that was bad.
You have a very low tolerance for some bullshit.
That one was bad.
I treat X-Men films the same way I treat Transformers films. It's just like, they're stupid, they're dumb, it's still Transformers. Yep. It's still X-Men, right. So I'm gonna go watch it.
Yep. You gonna watch the animated same one? Way. You gonna watch it.
No, that new one, absolutely not. No.
With Paperboy?
Fuck no. With his new hair? Looking like Michonne?
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
Sorry. Like
Michonne. Yeah. X-Men Children like of the Atom.
That's what he looked like. I was like, oh, they making a comeback? They got Nilly Vanilli in this
biopic coming out.
Bruh, I thought, what are you doing?
He looks crazy.
Which is why I said,
Children of Atom is a comic book series, and apparently it was also a video game.
I just don't remember what the deal was with it, but I knew it was a thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's it. So, what was that? So, yeah, that's this week.
I enjoyed it, man. I'm still in.
Yeah,
man. Every Saturday night,
I'm still in. But wait, it comes out Saturday night?
No, it comes out on Wednesday. I don't watch it until Saturday night.
I didn't know that. Damn, you could wait that long?
Yeah, because I'll be doing so much other shit. I don't really have time to sit there and watch it.
It's not that long.
So I know.
I just pop it on.
Yeah, it's just it's the one time, and then it's fresh in my mind, even though I can watch it twice.
I watch it. I try to watch it.
Oh, I get that part.
But yeah, it's just part of my. It's like the one few moments that I actually get a chance to, you know, sit back and enjoy.
Oh, something. So you just want to sit back and
enjoy. Yeah, that's all it is.
I get it.
Yeah.
Wake up, watch that, watch Bad Batch. It's a good ass Wednesday morning, man. Or Thursday morning, whatever. Mm.
Nah, I just
Wednesday morning.
Yeah, I used to do. I've been doing X-Men Bad Batch back to back, and I started recently watching Batman the Animated Series too. People speak highly of that, so
yeah, they used to be
shit. I'm trying to catch up on that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. As I almost break the mic.
Damn.
We're gonna get out of here, man. Let us know what you guys think about X-Men this episode and Life Death 2. And we'll catch you guys next week. We out. Peace.
Damn. If you would like an ad-free version of this episode and many episodes to come, head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/frames per second and become a patron where you can receive an ad-free version every week, as well as exclusive content and additional conversation in these episodes.